Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is Jason Crones
and Sarah Laparca
of Telenovela, and this is My KUTX. So we started about 3 years ago. Natalie, who is the singer in the band, was supposed to fill a slot for South by Southwest with her old band, Agent Ribbons. They had just broken up, and she had to form something on the fly to fill the spot, so we formed Telenovela just like that, maybe 2 weeks before the actual performance. This first song is by a band called Gandalf, and it's just a band that we really love. You know, we love the Zombies, and they're kind of like the Zombies if they were on some sort of like cough syrup or something. They're a little bit more drugged and depressed. The song's called Golden Earrings, and it's actually a traditional, I don't know if it's traditional, but it was a song that had been written earlier. Pretty much the entire album is cover versions, but really good cover versions.
That was Golden Earrings by Gandalf. And what are we going to hear next?
Up next is a song by a band called The Box. Now, that's like the composer, The Box. It's a song called The Answer to Yesterday. And the Bachs were instrumental in Natalie and I meeting because it was one of my favorite bands, and she covered one of their songs with her previous band, Agent Ribbons, and I was very impressed. So anyways, so that's what's up next is The Bachs with Answer to Yesterday.
So you're leaving, I'm searching for the right words and I might say, and I'm grieving, 'cause I cannot find the answer to yesterday. They say that I've lied and gone out with other girls. Well, I'm sorry, 'cause I'm very sure that that way I'd never be. So so won't you tell me if you're coming back? I really need to know if you will be free. If that's what you want, then I'll have to let you go. So see things my way, won't you please let me know today? Oh, you're leaving, and I'm searching for the right words that I might say, and I'm grieving, 'cause I cannot find the answer to today. I'm searching for the right words that I might say, 'cause I need to know the answer to yesterday.
That song was called The Answer to Yesterday by The Bachs. And now Jason's going to tell you what's coming next.
The next song is by a group called The Rabble, and it's a song called Buttercup Blue. And I believe the group was from Canada. They made two albums in the late 60s, and they were a very quirky, playful, creative rock group. And this is one of our favorite songs by them.
You say you love the way I say I hate the day when we are through. Then you go and run around until I find you done to town some too. Oh, buttercup blue. you do it, I see through it, and I sit around and laugh at you. That makes buttercup flow. Who yells at who? I know you like to play the role, and so do I. You know the stage gets very cold. Feel that what I steal is not so real, or it would bother you. Now that makes buttercup flow. Who yells at who?
This is Jason Cronus and Sarah LaPuerta of Telenovela, and this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed us the keys to the studio, and we're playing whatever we want to play. Next up?
Next up is a band called Pram, an indie band from the 90s, with a song called Night Watch. That last song was by a band called Pram. The song is called Night Watch. And that song was a little bit of an inspiration when we were trying to arrange this song called Victorian Terrarium, which is on the forthcoming telenovela album. And we just really liked the sort of like playful atmosphere in it. Anyways, the next song is by a band called Antenna. And they, I think they were French, early 80s. And they were sort of an inspiration for Natalie on another one of the songs on the forthcoming album, a song called Fruits of Misery. And this Antenna song is called To Climb the Cliff.
That was To Climb the Cliff by Antenna, and you're listening to what it sounds like to be on tour with Telenovela, because this is what we listen to in the tour van until somebody gets tired of DJing, and then it's just the Shags for hours on end.
Yeah, we just realized we should have probably played a Shag song or two, since we do love them a lot.
Just for the sake of accuracy.
So up next is a song by Betty St. Clair. She was a jazz singer, and As far as I know, she only made maybe one album. This was an accidental discovery that Natalie and I made one day, just listening to some albums I had bought. And I kind of popped it on because it had a cool-looking cover. And, you know, Natalie grew up listening to a lot of jazz and takes a lot of inspiration from jazz vocalists, and it influences her melodies a lot, I think, at least. So Betty St. Clair is one of our favorite female jazz vocalists, and here she is with a song called East of the Sun. That was Betty St. Clair with East of the Sun. And up next is another Betty. This is Betty Cody. I'll pass this to Sarah to tell you a little bit about her.
This is probably my favorite song. It's kind of a curse, actually. And I first heard it when Jason was DJing, playing country songs. And all the country songs were good, but this one was really, really good. And I became a little bit obsessed with it. And there's a lot of other versions of this song, but this one's from 1953. But it was written way before, I think. And like Frank Sinatra did it, but he kind of phoned it in. And then Jimmy Wakely, I don't know who that is, but he did it the year before. But this version is really special.
Speak to your love forsaken
That song, which is now going to be stuck in your head for the next 6 months, is called Pale Moon by Betty Cody.
That's kind of a perfect song. Up next is Porter Wagner with a song called Rubber Room. And I actually haven't heard this yet, but this was a request by our singer, Natalie. And she was familiar with the song because she worked at Rio Rita at the time. It was on the jukebox, and she said she'd hear it repeatedly. And it was kind of an inspiration on the song that the title track, essentially, of our upcoming album. She just, I guess, really took to the spooky mood that the song has. So let's see how spooky it really is.
In a building tall with a stone wall around, there's a rubber room. When a man sees things and hears sounds that's not there, he's headed for the rubber room. Illusions in a twisted mind to save from self-destruction. It's the rubber room, where a man can run into the wall till his strength makes him fall and lie still and wait for help in the rubber room. From his blurry vision of doom, a cycle in the rubber room. The man in the room right next to mine screams a woman's name, hits the wall in vain. He's in the rubber room. I hear footsteps pounding on the floor. God, I hope they don't stop at my door. I'm in the rubber room. Now they've come to get me, but they find I'm a screaming pretty words, trying to make them rhyme. I'm in the rubber room.
This is Jason Cronus and Sarah LaPuerta of Telenovela, and you're listening to My KUTX. We're the guest DJs on KUTX Austin. Hope you're enjoying the music we picked this hour. You can see the playlist at KUTX.org. Coming up next. Coming up next. We are playing a song by a band called The Cake, not to be confused with the 90s band The Cake. This is a 60s group that released two albums, I believe, on the Decca label. And the albums are mostly actually kind of a girl group sound, but they have a few moments where they kind of dip into this kind of sort of spooky medieval... I don't know. They kind of get into a cool little territory with a few of their songs. And this one is called Rainbow Wood. And it's just pretty cool. Check it out.
Rainbow Wood, sitting there, she takes a pin from her hair. Plucks the colors one by one, as she plays it to the sun. When will she love that fantasy is only real? Can she believe in what she sees and what she feels?
That was The Cake with a song called Rainbow Wood. And up next, we have a band called Ithaca. The song is called Journey. And frankly, I really don't have too much to tell you about them other than that I believe they were from the late 60s. And I can't tell you one thing about them, actually. It was the project of two guys who made several albums under different names. And apparently the albums were made, they were meant to be the soundtracks for these like local plays in England. And they would do these small edition runs of actually pressing the records up of like 50 copies, basically just for people that were in attendance at the plays. And so this is the band Ithaca. Thank you. That last song was called Journey by the band Ithaca. And, Sarah, you want to tell us what is up next?
This next song is Evening Colors by Lawrence Vinet, and it's one of my favorites that Jason has ever played for us. It's just so eerie, and I really like the sounds she uses in it. At some point, she hits a note that sounds like a wrong note or something, and it's so perfect.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's we're about to hear.
Yeah, I was really obsessed with this album when I first found it, and couldn't stop listening to it. And it's rare that I will listen to an album on repeat these days, but that was one of those that I had that reaction to. So that's Evening Colors by Lawrence Vinet. That was the lovely Evening Colors by Lawrence Vinet. And up next is actually, I think it's the only contemporary artist that we've featured on the show today. It's a new song. It's actually, I don't think the album's even come out yet, but it's a single by the artist Wiseblood, I think is how you say it. I'm not sure. The song is called Seven Words, and it's really, really a very gorgeous song. So let's hear Seven Words by Wiseblood.
These seven words I say to you, one by one. I love you and you have to know. If I could change how I'm insane, if I could learn to leave my troubles behind,
That was Wise Blood with the gorgeous Seven Words. And up next is a song called Lament by an R&B singer named Mammy Perry. It's a really short song, and it was an inspiration to Natalie and I for one of our own songs, a song called Dead Canary that's going to be on our album. And yeah, it's just a super cool R&B song with a nice violin part, which is kind of unexpected, but it's just got a really cool vibe to it.
I'm
That was Lament by Mammy Perry.
And I think we have one song left to play, but this is Jason and Sarah from Telenovela playing you some of our band's favorite songs, what we listen to on the road when we have endless hours of travel ahead of us. And we hope you've enjoyed it. And we have a record called House of Souls.
Okay, so the last song we're going to hear is by a group called Earth and Fire. The song is called Storms and Thunder. And yet again, another song that was an influence on us. It somewhat inspired the arrangement on a song called The Snake and the Elephant that's going to be on our album. And it's kind of an epic, proggy song that evokes storms and thunder.
A song.